walked you to the door.
Okay. What if he's in a car? May I
kiss you goodnight?
Okay, but he might want to do that too. But as far as getting her home, he might say, "May I?" If he's in a car,
take you home.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any difference in what he'd say if he was in a car or if he was walking.
May I walk you home? May I take you home?
Okay, take you home would be in a car.
Car, walk.
Okay. And if you've got your car stuck, you might ask somebody to tie a rope around the front bumper and you out.
Pull.
Yeah, or get behind you and give me a
push.
Yeah. What about something that's real heavy? Instead of just saying carry, you might say, that thing for 3 blocks.
Carry?
Any other word that you use there? The same action?
Told it.
Yeah. Does that necessarily imply that it's heavy? Say if some children are playing around the kitchen and the oven is on, you might tell them, now that stove's hot, so
leave it alone.
Or touch it.
Don't touch it.
What about if you needed a hammer, you'd say to me, that hammer.
Give me the hammer.
We were talking about playing games yesterday, hide and seek, or maybe chase. Was there a place that you could run to when you were playing chase or tag and be safe?
The base.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if I had a ball, I throw it to you and you're supposed to
catch it.
Yeah, you threw it to me and I
caught it.
And every time you throw it to me, I
caught it.
Say if we're going to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll wait
for you.
Say if your father has a man who's working for him, he's not doing his job, you might say, well, I hate to do it, but it looks like I'm going to have to get
somebody else.
Or get again.
Get rid of
him. Yeah, but the man might come back after he's been fired and must be fired. Well, come on, just give me another
chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about a man who's always got a smile on his face and something nice to say about everybody? You might say, well, he sure seems to be a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's got a good sense of
humor.
A person who really doesn't know what's going on, you might say, well, he actually doesn't know what's happening. He just, like he does.
Pretends or acts like he does.
Okay. And if a boy left an expensive pen of his out on his desk, when he got back to it, it was gone. He might say, okay, who
stole my pen?
What about this expression? You might say, well, I had forgotten about that, but now
I remember.
Or, you must have a better memory than I do because
I forgot.
Or I don't
remember.
Okay, whole thing.
You must have a better memory than I do because I don't remember.
All right. If you want to get in touch with somebody, instead of using the phone, you might say,
Right.
Yeah. Last week you
wrote.
And he has
written.
Yeah. And after going to all that trouble, you expect to get
an answer.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I'd like to write so and so, but I don't know his.
She'll return.
Well, I'd like to write so-and-so, but I just can't remember his
address.
Yeah. Or when you get through writing a letter, you might say, well, what do you say that you do to the envelope on the front? You do what to it?
Address.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be through in just a few minutes. Say if a boy has learned to do something like whistle between his teeth, and you're curious about it, you might say, well, who knew how to do that?
Talk.
Mm-hmm. What about talking?